you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hey everyone, it's Tuesday, July 28th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, the LAPD announces major reforms, why access to mental health care needs to improve, the latest on the plan to plant nearly 100,000 trees in LA, and John Horn will join us to discuss this year's Emmy nominees. This week, Mayor Eric Garcetti announced that the LAPD will create a permanent bureau to expand on its community policing program. Libby Denkman has the details on what could be a major pivot in policing practices for the department.
Mayor Garcetti and Chief Michael Moore announced a new Community Safety Partnership Bureau within the LAPD with plans to expand and formalize a program that's been around since 2011. CSP has 9 sites so far with the goal of reducing violence by developing deeper relationships and trust between officers and residents. It's the community policing model that many law enforcement reformers favor. Newly promoted Deputy Chief Imada Tingarides will head up the Bureau, and she's only the second Black woman to hold that rank level at the LAPD. However, the mayor did not dedicate a formal funding source to the program, and it's still mostly running on private donations. And Black Lives Matter LA and other activists say this is exactly the opposite of what they've been asking for. They want to defund the police and put more money into healthcare, housing, community building programs, not funding armed officers to fill roles that they say social workers are a better fit for.
A report out today from California's auditor says LA County is not doing enough to make sure people with serious mental illnesses can obtain ongoing care, and improvements need to be made. With more, here's Robert Garova.
The audit took a look at the implementation of the Lanterman-Petras Short Act. That's a law that's meant to prevent people with serious mental illnesses like schizophrenia from being committed to psychiatric facilities indefinitely. For years, advocates have said the act needs an update, though, because it makes it too difficult to force treatment for people who otherwise end up cycling through incarceration and homelessness. But the audit found that the act already allows for sufficient involuntary treatment. Instead, it says that LA County needs to do more to link people with community-based treatment once the involuntary hold is over. The audit also recommends that the state releases information to counties so they can better keep track of who's received that involuntary treatment in the first place.
Next, the expansion of LA's urban tree canopy is so important for our climate future that last year in LA's Green New Deal, a promise was made to plant as many as 90,000 trees across the city by 2021. But as Jacob Margolis reports, there's still a ways to go.
Yeah, so according to the city's forest officer, they're about a third of the way there. So with about roughly 31,000 trees planted so far. That includes trees planted in public spaces like parks, but also on private property, a lot of which have been handed out for free. And 90% of LA's canopy is actually on private property, so that's important that those folks get trees. It's important that trees get planted because they cool all of our areas down a lot, even as climate change heats things up. And over the next year, the city is working to complete a tree inventory. So they don't know like all the trees that are out there right now. And they need to know where things are planted, where there might be open spaces, which trees are thriving in which spots, so they can make good decisions about what to put in the ground going forward. They're also going to be conducting a study to figure out how to increase the shade area in low-income areas as well, which tend to have some of the worst tree cover in all of LA.
And finally, even though it's unclear how this year's Emmy ceremony will be staged and who will attend, on Tuesday, the nominations were announced. And as John Horn reports, there are some clear winners.
The streaming service Netflix has not really made a dent at the Academy Awards, but they really now do own the Emmys. You take all of the nominations that NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox combined together, it wasn't even close to what Netflix had. They had a record 160 nominations, obviously the most ever. And HBO, which has dominated the Emmys for the last decade or so, was second. Netflix had 52 shows that were nominated, but the most nominated show was on HBO. It was Watchmen. It had a leading 26 nominations. So even though HBO lost Game of Thrones, it's still very much in the hunt. And Watchmen has the most nominations of any program.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.